Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Wait, where are we? Is this the podcast?
Yeah, I think it's episode 211. God, it's a lot of smoke.
I wasn't prepared.
I wasn't either.
I was actually about to start. Well, I don't need to get into it, but hey, everybody. I guess we're here.
Yeah, good to see you guys again. I say as I'm not seeing any of you.
You're not seeing us either. I mean, you're seeing cartoon versions of us.
You're seeing 3D renders of us. Do you guys like that? Do you look at it and touch the screen and kiss it and like? Do you prop it up on your phone next to your pillow so you can watch us spin around while you fall asleep?
I don't know why this thought popped into mind. Do you think there's two camps of people? People who fantasize about like us, like you and me, like when they see pictures, and then there's people who fantasize about having sex and stuff with our cartoon characters.
Definitely. Like, and I would
they look at my round little cartoon character and they're like, oh God, I'd love to fucking stick my pinky up his urethra.
I never thought of that because there definitely are people that fetishize both, right? So it's like people are gonna definitely I've seen drawings of both, the realistic stuff and of the cartoon character stuff. The cartoon character stuff gives me a kick every time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
the realistic stuff is a little weird, more strange.
It's like, oh, that's just a drawing of me as a real person with my cock out ejaculating onto my friend Ryan's face.
Sometimes your cock is inside of me.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes we're embracing tightly
in
bed.
I know, like cuddling.
Like I'm on top of you and our noses are touching and yeah. But you guys keep doing what you do, I guess.
I mean, we can't control it, so that's all up to you.
Yeah, I can't fight it.
But I mean, it's not anything that I'll ever retweet, you know.
Oh, man, this is so good. I'm going to retweet
this. Probably like on my timeline. But, you know, it's like, I guess, you know, that's not for us, Matt. That's for them.
Yeah, that's not for us.
We should
just start retweeting it.
The Super Mega.
I think they'd be like, what? Oh, no. Just start retweeting disgusting smut. Fan fiction. I haven't checked fan fiction about us in like probably 2 years now, but because I remember I read one fan fiction years ago that literally doxed us.
Yeah, when we lived in our apartment,
it put our like apartment name and everything in it, and it was like, oh, we're going to blank blank apartment, and I was like, what?
Well, I mean, if you remember, we were the ones that challenged people to find our address.
Yeah, in hindsight, that wasn't a very good idea because I didn't realize how seriously people would take that and then actually find our address.
There's this one person that was like, hey, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I'm not a creepy fan, but I just cross-referenced. I looked outside of your window and looked at the building name and number, and then I cross-referenced that with the height of which you were at. So I'd have to assume that you were at apartment number blank, blank, blank. And it's like,
yep.
I mean, they were wrong. They were right in terms of what building and apartment complex we were in. They were wrong about which floor and apartment.
One person got it right. One person got it down to the apartment unit, and I was like, what the fuck? Did you guys have to go look at floor plans or something?
They definitely went to Google Maps and did this whole, like, okay.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm like, how do you get down to the exact floor and room number? I was like, God damn it.
For the longest while, if anyone was walking by that apartment complex, because it's right next to the Glendale Galleria, I mean, if anybody knew who Lego was at the time, you remember, I mean, he'd just be looking out my window, just down at the people on the street.
So. Banana would be sitting in my window, too.
Yeah.
I still drive by sometimes, and I look up at our old windows, and I'm like, that's where we started.
The last time I've been in the Glendale area.
It's not beautiful by driving, area, but beautiful area. You know, the sounds of loud sports car engines
at 4 a.m.
There's lots of smog and smoke right now because the forest fires.
You can't lie though. Going to
I love Glendale.
King Taco late at night and getting some tamales.
Pineapple juice. Ooh, nostalgia, man. And we go outside to smoke a joint on that little on the corner.
That's now gated off because the people at the church. Oh, never mind. The corner.
There's the corner. Then there's the alleyway.
With the painting that sometimes scared you because you thought that it was a person.
Yes. Well, it was a painting of a dude sitting on a bench on the wall where the bench was. And I'd come out in the middle of the night and I'd be like, oh! And then I miss that alleyway. We got to go return to that alleyway sometime. Smoke a joint down
where it all started. We should record our year in review there.
That's a good idea.
And well, there's not much to review this year.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's where we met Ming for the first time.
How's Ming? How come they never bring up Ming? Was Ming just a joke the whole time?
No, Ming was very real, but...
I gotta stop getting frustrated with people not understanding that we're joking.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's just our shtick.
Yeah,
They're probably all stupid anyways.
Take it as this, Ryan. Take it as a compliment to your acting skills. Take it as a testament to how good you are at acting.
I mean, the fans are probably like, let's be honest, like none of them probably graduated high school.
Maybe two of them.
They probably jump at the opportunity to use a spork at their school lunch.
Oh, yeah. When they were still in school, before they dropped out in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't worry. I know that's most of you, but like some of you are cool. Some of you are really awesome.
Like 0.1% of you guys are actually cool, you know, and we like maybe 0.1% of you guys.
Yeah.
But the rest of you guys fucking suck.
Spork using fucking freaks.
Cannot stand you one single bit. And honestly.
Probably put stickers on it and personalize it and shit too. Like,
this is my spork.
Yeah, because they don't want to mix, because they would easily mix up sporks and then someone would swallow someone else's spork and it'd be a whole thing. They have to go to the school nurse and whole thing. You know, you don't want that.
Not a big fan of sporks though, 100%.
Sporks always made me think of Taco Bell back in the days.
That's fine because, you know, I understand why they did that. But I'm saying, like, if I'm eating, like, a soup with a spork.
Because then you're just losing some soup you could have.
You're losing that texture of the fully rounded spoon.
I do like sporks in certain situations. Like, there's certain meals and stuff where it's like, all right. This is doing me a good job. Like Taco Bell. I'd have the refried beans when I was
a kid.
Fuck
Taco Bell.
Dude, they got rid of the Mexican pizza.
Dude, they got rid of all the items I go there for.
Shredded chicken, potatoes, they got rid of both of those.
They got rid of the Fritos burrito.
They did?
Yes.
Dude, and they got rid of Mexican pizza.
They don't order Fritos anymore.
Fucking Mexican pizza was what I used to get every time when I was a little kid.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was my favorite as a kid. And it's been around that long, and now they're like, it's like, oh my
Seriously though, I mean, I've said it once and I'll say it again. You know, for those in I guess the California region area, whatever. If you're upset about Taco Bell, let me tell you, there's a place that makes I think even better quality for about the same price. Mm-hmm, it's called Del Taco.
Del Taco's amazing.
Their quesadillas are better than Taco Bell's.
Yeah.
Arguably, their tacos are better than Taco Bell's.
They have this drink right now called Sprite Poppers.
This all changes if Taco Bell decides to sponsor us with a new item or something.
Oh, of course.
You know, then I'd love Taco Bell.
Oh, I couldn't get enough of the stuff. But Del Taco has these, it's like Sprite, but they put the little popping boba in it. Mm-hmm. And it's like cherry or mango flavored.
Not a big fan of boba.
Well, it's not like, it's like the type of boba that pops in your mouth and it's like filled with fruit juice.
Okay,
that's good. I've been on a big boba kick lately.
You ever had those popping gushers? Were you?
Oh, dude, gushers!
I like those.
I was thinking about gushers.
Well,
the
gushers
other day.
Popped in general. Sorry, I just remember like biting into something. Sometimes they just squirt to the back of your throat.
Mm, just coat the back of my throat with that sticky corn syrup.
I know. So good.
Let it slowly ooze down the back of my throat.
Have you ever had a Bueno? It's like this chocolate bar.
Yes, yes, yes.
I've never had one. I saw it at a 7-Eleven recently, and because I'm trying to watch what I eat, I was I almost got one, but I didn't. But then I saw that each bar is only 130 calories.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. It's by Kinder, I think.
So are they? Would you? I think my favorite like branded chocolate in America that you could get at a gas station, not that you go to like a fancy store to get, for example. Like, I think my favorite popular brand would be Dove chocolate. I think they just, it's like little bars of chocolate.
I do
soap.
Like Dove, like the little squares. It's so weird that they make soap and they make chocolate.
The caramel, like the caramel squared milk chocolates are my, like, I love those chocolates so much.
Oh my gosh.
They're so good.
You unwrap them with the foil, has mm-hmm. a little inspirational thing on the inside, and then you got that chocolate with the caramel inside.
And the design of it, it's just so smooth. It's so, it really is just perfect.
In my mind, I fully separate the fact that it's the same company that makes shampoo and soap and then chocolate, because those are like, why those two things? Like, we make soap and we make chocolate.
See, at least Nestle, it makes sense. You know, they make water and chocolate chips. I'm like, at least that's in the same food category.
Yeah.
Dove be working around.
Soap's not even in a food category.
But they make decent soap.
It's not bad.
They make nice soap.
That and Irish Spring. I like them both.
Dove bar soap.
I love Dove bar soap because it's, first of all, it smells good. It's got a good form when you hold it. And when you wash yourself, it just slides along my skin so smoothly. Ooh. And I bubble myself up. I gotta get some more bar soap.
I moved to using bar soap like months ago. Probably like a little before the beginning of this year even, where I was like, I don't know, I feel like I wash more of myself when I use a bar, and the bars last so long. I love bar soap.
Yeah,
I found my love with it again.
I stopped using bar soap a while back because my skin was getting too dry, but it was probably just the brand I was using. And then, what about bar soap, man? We've talked about this recently. When you gotta wash your ass crack, you stick that bar of soap in between like a credit card and just, like, it's like your credit card's not working, so you gotta keep swiping it, you know?
Yeah.
Just like that with the bar of soap. It is fantastic. Love it.
And you'll get all the skid marks from inside, you know, if you don't wipe too well, which luckily for Matt and I, we both have bidets because mm-hmm. We're liberal cucks.
Mm-hmm. Soy boys who like water touching our rectums.
Legitimately, though, sometimes it helps me poop. Like, I'll be like, I don't want to push this poop out. So I'll use the pressure of the water to open up my asshole a little bit so the poop kind of comes out a little easier. There's no way people can still listen to me say these things and then be all like,
God,
what a heartthrob. Oh my God.
Let me get back to masturbating this drawing I did.
Oh, let me think of Ryan Cuddles.
Oh, he's poopy.
Ryan Cuddle. Let me think of Matt Cuddle me. Matt Cuddle me and shit his pants.
I don't think you
what
want.
Is Don? Is sorry.
Well, it's was it, I Don, just voicing Don's, Don? Don's the one drawing the smut of us, the nasty images. But I, what were you saying right before this?
Something about using the pressurized water to open up my asshole so I could poop easier.
There's the critics of the bidet, like, oh, little soy boys with the bidets. It's, well, guess what? I have a cleaner asshole than you, and
I know,
so does
same
Ryan.
Here. Well, actually, maybe mud butt is a man thing.
You know what, dude?
Is it? You know what I mean?
Maybe I'll attract more girls if I do have a dirty asshole.
Maybe I used to be a better man.
You used to be a better man than California feminized you.
Think about dogs. Like, alphas, like, it's all about their aroma, their stench, their smell. Like,
that's true.
I commanded the room when I had that smell. I was the alpha. But now I smell all pretty, like a little omega. You know what I'm saying?
Like a little flower.
Yeah.
like a little daisy or a like pansy.
You want like some citrus.
Ooh. Some candlewood. Yeah, dude. I think that maybe we should stop washing our assholes completely. Mm-hmm. Let's just stop wiping. If we really want to command the room and be true men, we should stop wiping. We should stop showering. Fuck flossing.
It is no shit September, right?
It is, and I have been going strong. Hurts so bad, but been going strong.
I'm surprised how long this like simp meme has lasted, because no simp September is a thing.
September, yeah. I thought that the simp thing would be, because some memes, you know, pop up and then 5 days later you never see them again, you know?
Yeah. Simps, I think, probably just in the new, just everyday internet dictionary.
It's entered the lexicon at this point.
Yeah.
It's a thing now.
It's not just a meme that's going to come and go. It's here. It's here to stay, at least for a while.
What other internet words?
At least for this election season.
Yes.
Because we still got to call Biden a simp.
What about a
Kamala Harris?
Stan? That one.
I stan.
That one caught on. It's all from an Eminem song, too.
Who did he stan?
Well,
was it a song about stanning him?
This person, it's about a fan named Stan that writes him a bunch of letters about how big of a fan he is.
Okay.
And then it has a sad ending. But I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why people say Stan, because it's like referring to Stan character from the song. Yeah.
Got it.
So it's like, it's weird because Stan does sound like a verb, but it'd be the same as like, I Ryan this person.
At first, I just took it as like, I stand for this.
That's what I thought it was too.
You know?
But no, it's little Eminem. Dude, did you hear about what happened to Eminem recently?
No.
He woke up.
Did he do something?
No. He woke up and there's a man standing over his bed and said, I'm here to kill you. And Eminem just like sat up and calmly talked him down and then walked him around his house, gave him a tour, and then walked him out the front door.
And then he wasn't arrested?
No, he was arrested. He was arrested. But like the fact that someone was able to, he has security teams. The fact that someone was able to just casually break into his house and get all the way to his bed where he sleeps, like.
Sounds like a.
New internet challenge.
What happened to David Spade?
What happened to David Spade?
I think like someone who worked for him tried to kill him in his own house.
What?
Yeah, hold up. Hold up. There's a story. Hold up. David Spade.
Like David Shovel.
Nice.
Yeah, but Eminem, I gotta commend Eminem for not freaking out and taking that guy real calmly.
Apparently this is, I don't know if this is the true story, but he was attacked by his assistant. So it says, David Spade was attacked and almost murdered by his assistant, Skippy, for not for not casting him in Joe Dirt.
What? Well, you should know right off the bat when you hire somebody named Skippy, it's gonna be a couple screws loose.
Here, let me see. Why David Spade and Eddie Murphy didn't talk for 20 years. That's not what I wanted.
Dude, I found out something recently that you're not going to fucking believe.
What?
I thought it was fake when I found out about it.
Okay. Try me. I'll surprise you.
Scott Stapp from Creed, the singer.
Yeah.
The kind of crazy guy from Creed.
Can you take me higher?
Made a sex tape where he's banging some girls with Kid Rock.
Have you seen it?
And Scott Stapp.
No, you told me this before.
Scott Stapp accidentally lost it and it got leaked. And Kid Rock was like, I can't believe he'd be so stupid to let that leak. And there's one part in it where Scott Stapp is getting his dick sucked by two girls. And I think he has a cigar or something. He puts his hands behind his head and looks at the camera and goes, nothing's better than being the king.
Is the video out there?
I tried to find it. I couldn't. But it does exist. It's a real thing. There was actually lawsuit about it.
I'm guessing it was with fans.
It's from 1999.
They were sleeping with, like, groupies, you know?
Here, let's see. In 1999, Creed frontman Scott Stapp and country/hip-hop artist Kid Rock were involved in a sex tape. The tape in question involves the two partying, getting completely drunk, and having their groupies performing oral sex on them. The only other thing that is known about the
groupies are fans that they're just like, come on the bus and fuck us when we want.
Here it is.
Do groupies still exist, or was that just like a...
No, they still exist.
There's no way.
They're stans now. Groupie, but Stan is the new groupie.
But I feel like there would be a report if it was like, I don't know, Justin Timberlake gets young fans into tour bus.
Well, I guess times is a-changing, right?
Well, I mean, also, Justin Timberlake was groomed by Fergie when he was a young child.
And I also, if
she was 20-something and he was 16.
Ooh, I would have sex with Justin Timberlake.
She was like 22, he was 16 or something like that.
Damn, Fergie.
I know.
Here, the only thing that is known about the tape is that at some point Scott Stapp utters the phrase, it's good to be the king. Stapp, for some odd reason, decided to hold on to a copy of the tape and kept it stashed away. Then his home was robbed in 2002, and among his stolen items was the sex tape.
And that dummy who has the sex tape has never tried to... They probably just kept it. I wonder if it's like one of those things where they keep it for themselves. It's like, no one else has this.
No one else. But they could also sell that shit to like TMZ or something.
I think the company's done now, but what was the company that would buy and sell all of the celebrity sex tapes, like Paris Hilton and
Vivid.
Yeah, because they used to have a building around like Studio City.
Yeah.
Or, like right across the highway from Universal Studios.
It's not there anymore. But I remember when I first came out.
Is Vivid still a thing though?
I don't know. But when I first came to LA, we drove past it. And I was like, whoa, that's a porn building.
And you'd see nice cars pull in there and you're like, I mean.
Yeah, because you know, my little South Carolina mind couldn't imagine seeing a whole building dedicated to pornography.
Vivid Enterprise Incorporated Company. No, Vivid. It's called Vivid.
Vivid Entertainment. I have a really old picture on my old Instagram, my Kids of Problems one, where I'm in front of the building. And I'm like, look, it's Vivid Entertainment.
I'm going to their home. I mean, they're still around. Let's see. The Bratz, Where the Boys Aren't.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
What?
No way. Sorry, they're like top celebs, and one of them's like Kim Kardashian, Tila Tequila. I was obsessed with Tila Tequila when I was a young boy. I was like, whoa, she's so raunchy. Because she had
yes.
Because I found out MTV's when, what was it, A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, where it's like, I'm bisexual, so I'll kiss boys
and girls.
I was like,
oh, shit.
I know, I got so excited. And then now I see another name that I recognize. You won't recognize. It's like Farrah Abraham.
Actress?
No, she was one of the, what is it? What was the show, 16 and Pregnant?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know she is.
She was from that and then eventually became a porn star. She got a really bad boob job.
I remember from 16 and Pregnant.
Who's this? Who's Montana Fishburne? What? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter's a porn star.
Really?
Yeah. She Damn. Looks just like him, too.
So if you've ever really had a thing for Lawrence Fishburne, just you can watch her porn and just kind of I'm sure it'd be really easy to deep fake his face on it. Yeah. Deep fakes scare me, dude. They're so accurate now, and now, like, everyone's kind of
just wait for another decade. They will be more, like, it'll be insane.
How will you be able to trust anything you see at that point?
Well, like, Donald Trump's probably going to start using it as, like, for campaign meme videos like he's been doing, because he's been using ones where people, like, cut out Joe and put him behind people and sniff. Like, that was on his, that was on Donald Trump's actual YouTube channel.
The YouTube channel?
Fuck this year, fuck this election.
Fuck everything about this year.
I don't want to be any part. I don't want to be any part of it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to talk about it really in terms of like, I'll talk about it because of how ridiculous it is, but I don't want to talk about it in terms of like, I'm voting for this. Why are you voting for that person? That's bad. Oh, why? What are these? You know, I don't want to get into the intricacies of politics because ultimately I think that there are none. And if you watch both candidates, they're both so dumb.
Yeah, it's painful. So it's painful. But Joe Biden did have a press conference where he walks up to the stand and goes,
Despacito.
I have one thing to say. And then he fumbles with his phone and then he starts playing Despacito out loud on his phone speaker.
Despacito.
And that was it.
And then you heard someone in, like, to the side be like, yeah, dance, Joe. Dance,
Joe, dance. And he does a little, like, and then he's like, he tries to say, like, if I was half, if I had half the talent that these people did, I'd be voted president by accompaniment or some shit like that.
One thing that I would 100% tune into, and I say 100% because this man also uses that phrase a lot apparently, Joe Rogan wants to do or is open to, and Donald Trump apparently is open to, what is it, a four-hour debate?
On the Joe Rogan podcast.
I think...
I'd watch it.
I think that would promote more... legitimate conversation between the two, regardless of what you think of Joe, that would promote more long-winded sentences and paragraphs to be said with no time limits compared to like, okay, so earlier this week, you've had several allegations. What do you think of the recent Me Too movements and how that can affect the political landscape?
Well, Crooked Hillary's husband's a rapist.
And then Hillary goes, well, Donald Trump has the grabbing by the pussy. You saw that video, right? So, like, everything it just doesn't matter. I want to see – the thing is I want to see both of them try to form a coherent, paragraph in their heads.
I don't think it's possible.
That's the thing. If they were forced to do it on a podcast format, it would be so entertaining.
How about we get them to debate on our podcast, Donald Trump and Joe Biden on our podcast?
That is true. We have said – less offensive things than Joe in the past. Mm-hmm.
And Baron's a huge super mega fan, so I'm sure we can get that get that working out. I'm sure Baron's seen at least one of our videos.
Yeah.
At least like pop up in the recommended.
He's a tall boy now. Dude, he's got a growth spurt.
He's like 6'4", dude.
He has a fucking growth spurt.
He is the genius.
Yes.
The expert. That's what his shirt says. He has a shirt that says the expert.
How old is Don Jr., by the way?
30s, 40s.
Because I see just from the way he's being paraded on Fox and kind of like getting himself out there, he's marketing himself for after his dad's second term. And I only say that because I full-heartedly believe that Donald Trump will get a second term.
I think that I think they're definitely planning to have some more people in that family run. Don Jr.
Imagine Don Jr. and then Vice President Ivanka.
Can you do that? Can you make like your sister your VP? I guess nepotism doesn't matter when it comes to this kind of stuff.
All I have to say, you know who won big throughout all this?
Who?
What was it? Melania? Melania Trump?
Yeah.
She won big. She had to suck and fuck probably one of the most putrid dicks in New York. But look at her now.
Well, you know, she had no intention to ever be first lady. She's like, I'll marry this rich, famous man and live a good life. Uh-oh, I'm first lady.
Yep.
And then, she'll be
we
fine
can
because
see the first lady naked.
Yeah, you can. here's the
big
thing
balloons.
Though. I guarantee what's gonna happen is after Trump is gone or dead or out of office, she'll write some book, get some exclusive book deal,
a tell-all,
and then make like $70 million. And her and Baron will go live on a tiny little island somewhere.
I can picture I just thought of a picture that would be like a very liberal leaning book. And tell me if you think, I could see that like on Barnes & Noble. So the cover is just a front shot of the White House, but the White House is wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Can't you see that being some
absolutely.
Like liberals cover, like cover art?
Yeah, absolutely. And it would be
what
called,
would the
like,
title be? What do you think the title would be for that? Why do I feel like whenever I say liberal or Republican or whatever, I feel like I'm saying a slur? Because I feel like every time I say that, people start getting heated. But anyways, what would the title
like,
of this book be?
It'd be like unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
But, like something like that, but spelled
like... Oh,
like
unprecedented.
Mom. Unprecedented, but spelled like how Trump tweeted that one time.
Unprecedented. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I just call it Covfefe and hamburgers.
All I'm saying is Donald Trump did do a better job, I think, of connecting with the Latino population. Remember that the Taco Bowl?
Yes, I do.
From, what was that? That has 4 years ago?
The Trump Tower?
Is that 4 years ago now, right?
Where he's sitting and he's like, I love
yeah.
Hispanics or something. Dude, it's been so fucking disgusting outside.
Yep.
It's like, you know what it feels like? You know when you take two, when you were younger and chalkboards were still
a thing?
It
feels like... Like your first walk, it feels like walking on a cloud. Oh, we're not doing the Mian.
No, not the ad reads.
Yeah,
we'll do that in a minute. But
okay,
when you clap two erasers from like a chalkboard together and be like, pah, pah.
How about
like,
when I'm clapping your father's ass cheeks?
Well, does the dust come out like that? Does it go pah?
I mean, if I slap some baby powder on that hairy ass of his,
ooh, yeah,
you know?
Dry that thing out. Look for the wet spot.
I have to. I was about to, of course, you know, go with your mom or your sister, but I feel like I have to lay off because I don't really kid around with Dale as much as I should have sexually. With Ann and your sister, I can see how it can get a little annoying after a while.
Right. Dale's actually
But that's the point in and of itself.
Well, Dale's been actually calling me and saying, Matthew,
Ryan's
not making enough sexual comments about me on the podcast. You know, he's been making a lot of comments about your mother and your sister.
Your mom, last sexual comment I made about her, she wasn't too happy. She even texted me telling me of how she's risking her life every day to teach young kids.
She was like, you woke
up. She essentially was like, you almost killed me, Ryan. You almost took my life.
She's a teacher and has to go to school with children. And she gets up at 4:30, and because she was awoken in the middle of her slumber, her immune system's going to be weak.
She wasn't awoken by me. You're the one that called her.
That's true.
So I don't know why she's blaming me for it.
That's absolutely
true. Her precious little Matthew could never do anything wrong. I'm gonna take her to task. Okay. I didn't respond because I knew that she could bring that up in court. But just let her know my lawyers are working on something.
dude, Ryan, my mom is not in a place to go to court with you.
No, I feel bad. She's a very kind woman, and Anne, if you couldn't tell from all of that, I was goofing on you. I gotcha, Anne.
Gotcha, Mom. Sorry, Anne.
But you do a wonderful service of putting your life on the line for all of us.
You said it.
Doo-doo.
Ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Matthew, good news!
What, Ryan?
Jim Carrey's gonna play Joe Biden on SNL. Isn't that exciting?
Well, I mean, I like Jim Carrey as an actor, you know, but SNL, very funny.
SNL's just history at this point, right? It's just.
Man, it's like The Simpsons. Man, The Simpsons are on season 31, and it's like, why, man? It stopped being good after like 12.
Well,
11.
SNL used to actually propel people to roles and like stardom in a certain way. I feel like the last group to actually legitimately benefit from SNL were probably like Sudeikis, Kristen Wiig, Kate, what is her name?
McKinnon?
Kate McKinnon. Like that group. I can't really think of too many people after that who have rose to stardom in the comedy world.
I think it's because SNL kind of lost relevancy because back in the day, there were no computers and it was just TV and you couldn't watch things whenever. So it was like, oh, did you catch SNL? So like everyone was watching it. Where now it's like, I don't really care. And it's so hit or miss too. And also like back to The Simpsons, man, they need to just, you know, come up behind it.
I want them to end it before I die. Like, I hope he doesn't fucking hand it over to someone and it's just one of those shows that continuously goes on
forever.
It's
already one of those shows.
Yes, but like, it could get much worse.
Like, season 60.
Like, I'm wondering if they're just trying to make this kind of like Sunday newspaper cartoons where it's like, they've been going on for ages, the same one.
It'll always keep going.
But like, will that be The Simpsons?
Dude, I was talking.
Is that what they're trying to do?
I was talking to Ding Dong the other day about The Simpsons, and he was telling me he saw a new episode recently where Bart's an esports player. Bart's an esports player. So those are the episodes they're doing now. It's like, Homer gets iPad, Bart, play esports. Oh, it's just fucking. Oh, dude, I just hate it, man. Like, let it die. It sucks. I love The Simpsons. So it's like just. It's like watching a. Just watching something just be dragged on that now has more bad episodes than good episodes.
Way more. Maybe. Yeah, actually.
Man, the good episodes stopped after like season 11, a lot, or like 9, 10, 11 around that area. They're on 31. So do the
math.
Wait,
season 31?
They're on season 31.
The voice actress for Marge is kind of sounding a bit raspy now.
Well, they're all the
same. I'm not trying to be ageist or whatever, but at the same time, come on.
Come on. I would go jumping in there in the sack.
What?
So that was very rude of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were commenting on her voice, and I brought up something about her sexual appearance.
It's like her voice seems a bit strained. They've lost certain characters due to, like, the political shifts in our time. They've lost certain just voice actors in general just because it's just, I don't know.
All the writers,
it's time for them
too.
To wrap it up.
It started out like Conan O'Brien was a writer originally.
Not to mention,
like,
he was also logged on Epstein's plane and went and probably went to, you know, I'm just saying. Matt Groening.
Hey, he got a nice foot rub.
Sure.
He did. He got a nice foot rub, and the girl said that his toenails were nasty. So.
But he did nothing wrong.
I'm hoping.
Did he go to the island, or did he just go on the
jet? I think
he
just went on the flight. Epstein had a lot of big people to his island that I'm sure weren't involved in the thing. Like, he had, like, Stephen Hawking and a bunch of people.
I know Bill Clinton went on that island. But he says he never went,
He says he never went, but the flight logs say different, and there's also eyewitnesses that have seen Bill Clinton on the island.
I've never been.
The thing that sucks is, like, if he just said he was there, he would have a better fight against his innocence than saying he wasn't and then being proved he was, you know?
I'm on island time, baby.
I was there, but I didn't. Because the thing is, I was watching the Epstein documentary, and even the people who were trafficked said that not everyone went there for trafficking. Like, some people just went there for, like, they just went on there to hang out for
He'd
a little
hold,
bit.
He'd hold, like,
lunch.
Summits, like science events and stuff.
And so,
which is what I'm hoping Matt Groening.
There's no, Matt Groening wasn't a scientist. He worked in the entertainment industry.
Well, he got a lot of just celeb. Okay. I don't want to.
I mean, he also.
I have a tattoo of his, dude.
I know, but Chris Tucker and fucking Kevin Kevin Spacey were on the same flight.
Didn't Michael Jackson too? Maybe
I don't know.
No, I don't know. But rest in power, Michael.
But none of the people that Epstein had on that island were anybody that Michael would have been attracted to. I feel,
dude.
Oh, wow. Really funny, Ryan. Another little boy's comment about Michael Jackson. You know, just let the man fucking rest. How about that? Can you just let him rest? Maybe he's dead and he did a lot of good for the world.
He
made a lot of beautiful music.
What do you mean he is resting? He's dead. Dude, I went back in like 2011. I watched this documentary like way back when Netflix had a shitty selection. There was this documentary by this director named Pearl Jr. And she made this documentary on like, it was called like Michael Jackson. Dead or alive. And it was this documentary trying to prove that he was still alive. And this was like 2011. And she's like, I predict he'll return in the year 2012. Blah, blah, blah. And I remember that recently. And I looked this woman up. And she still uploads like hour-long videos about Michael Jackson being alive to this day. Like every other day to her channel. Every other day to her channel. And that's all she talks about. And I'm like, whoa. Like a decade later, like all you can think about is like Michael Jackson is still alive and I'm going to prove it. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I'm not that in tune with history, of course, but have there been moments in history where someone has been thought to have been dead for a long time? I'm not talking about a missing child case where they go missing and then show up. I'm talking like someone is literally like, they're dead. The news reported they're dead. I saw their body go into an ambulance, and then they turned out to be alive. Has there ever been a moment like that in history?
Wait until March 2021 when they find Jeffrey Epstein's alive. Which, by the way, I also just got a notification.
That he's alive?
Yeah. The CDC says they probably don't think that there will be vaccines until mid-2021.
Oh, yes! Yes! Which means we're not going anywhere until 2022. Because it's going to take a while, because that just means the vaccines are going to be available.
Widely available is what it said, by mid-2021.
But you need
everyone to have it. And a lot of people are going to say, no vaccine.
I just saw a video online of a bunch of people, apparently at a Florida Target, I think it said, they have a little mini parade with their red shirts on, and they're going, take off your masks. Come on, do it. Come on. Free yourself! Free yourself!
I challenge them all to walk and to do the same walk through a coronavirus section of a hospital.
Well, I challenge them to walk into a meat grinder, because watch this. hold on, Matt. I got to show you something. This is crazy. Hold on.
I think that, well, anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers, I think, are just going to, like, literally just, history will remember them as dumbasses.
Well, of course they're going to be remembered as dumbasses.
They were right all along. They were the heroes.
It's just
like, why do you think America is still so fucking stuck with COVID when every other fucking country figured it out, minus a few?
Oh, you think you're on the right side of history, do you?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. American.
Yes, America's always right.
Whatever you say, you fucking colonizing wallet.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you.
I said, whatever you say, you colonizing wallet.
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
It tried to open my Apple wallet. I don't have one, though. You know?
We're colonizers, dude.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I'm
colonizing that pussy. Right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Did we colonize the YouTube space?
No.
That was Mr. Aaron Hansen of Game Grumps Incorporated. Thank you very much.
Why are there more white people in the United States? Huh? Answer me that. Riddle me this.
Dude.
We'll rise again.
Dude, put out dog whistles.
I guess the only thing that makes me laugh is that some people are probably like, oh no.
We will rise again.
He's with Crowder.
Are you louder?
I'm with Crowder.
Yeah?
Yeah. Crowder's chowder. God, he's missing out.
He could make canned
soup.
Steven
Crowder needs to make canned soup, needs to call it Louder with Chowder.
Crowder's chowder. Crowder's, and then he can make a more, like, a, you know how there's like Campbell's soup and then there's Chunky, mm-hmm. which is also by Campbell's, but it's like a more extreme version of soup. So there's like Crowder's chowder and then Crowder's louder chowder.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Mr. Marketing degree over here.
Nice.
I wish I had a marketing degree, but I don't. But I should have a marketing degree with all these things. We should both be given honorary degrees by University of South Carolina. Why we're on the notable alumni page, even though it says we didn't graduate. Can we please just get a free, like,
we've probably accomplished more than anyone who graduated with a multimedia/film minor.
I think we've probably accomplished more than anyone who graduated from University of South Carolina ever with any degree.
No, no, no.
Yes,
no,
absolutely.
No.
Yes.
No.
Dude, we accomplished more than anyone that's ever been there.
No.
I promise.
Yeah? You think?
I think so.
No fucking.
I know that there's nuclear physicists and people who have contributed to, like, vaccines and shit like that, but what we contribute is a lot more important than that stuff, Ryan.
That's true.
We contribute laughs to teenagers and young adults.
You know, laugh is the cure to depression.
That's the thing.
Right.
We're delivering a vaccine ourselves.
Exactly.
The vaccine for depression, right? And that's what the mainstream media
doesn't want you to know. Because depression is a mindset.
Yeah. It's not a medical condition.
Just like being gay.
Depressed and gay? Guess what? You can change it like that.
Just go to church.
It's all in your mind.
Just go to church and read the Bible.
Just pray. Just pray away the depression and the gayness. I can't believe conversion camps are still a thing. We should go to a video in one. Like, Super Mega goes to a conversion camp and we get converted.
I don't think they... I wonder if they... Yeah, I could see them still being as fucking hog wild as they were back in the day.
What kind of, like, shit do they do at a conversion camp? Okay, people in the comments that have unfortunately been sent to a conversion camp when they were younger. What was it like? I'm sure it was horrible, but if you have any interesting or funny stories, we'd love to hear them, because that sounds like hell, and I'm sorry you had to go through that.
I watched a movie about that. It's called Boy Erased. I watched it, and I saw it at the Toronto Film Festival. Like, I think 2018 is when I went. This year it's online.
Yep. Just next, like everything.
Next year, whenever I can go in person, I'm going to Toronto Film Festival.
Oh, I want to go. It sounds so cool. I've always wanted to go to Toronto.
It's wonderful. You wake up in the morning, get ready for an early showing of a movie, but you go to get some coffee beforehand.
Ooh.
Get like a nice little morning biscuit.
Get to see all these, because I'm Tim Hortons. Get to see all these movies that no one else will get to see for a while.
Yeah, I mean, there are movies, you know, there where you're watching it and you're rolling your eyes going, the director thinks that they did something here.
But it's just like,
it's just like, life sucks. That's what every fucking, like, deep artist are. Like,
is it in black and white too?
I don't remember there being a film I saw there in black and white, but there, I think one of my favorite films I saw was, it was something, the word butterfly was in the title. Was it Float Like a Butterfly?
Float Like a Butterfly, Sting Like a Bee.
Yeah.
I think it's the same.
But I think it might have been called Float Like a Butterfly. I don't know. It was like some Irish film, I think. And it was about like a young aspiring female boxer. But it was not like, we're going to go and we're going to, oh no, you're getting famous and all this stuff. It was just, it took place in just kind of like the hills and like these fucking ratty ass buildings and shit and like on the beach. It was I liked it. It was a nice little movie, and I liked the soundtrack in it.
It's the best movie you saw at TIFF.
Oh, fuck, man. I think...
What did you see that was big that wasn't out yet?
The one thing I saw that is my favorite, that was probably the biggest of them, was If Beale Street Could Talk.
Oh, I still haven't seen that.
And I really like that.
It's really good, though. It's
really, really good. It's really very good. Very just somber. Melancholy.
Damn, dude.
But of course, residing in that, of course, is like that, you know, that anger for like, fuck. Like, there's nothing you can do about it now, but just knowing that that shit happened is fucked. It's just like when you look at... It's the same kind of feeling when I see like the Casey Anthony case, where it's like no justice was served. I mean, justice is being served now and everything's fine, I guess, now. Like, it's really not, but okay. But
it's
just one of those things you get mad watching.
What does it take to reopen that case? Because, you know, they reopen cases all the time. Why can't they? Because
she was already decided not guilty. So if specific charges, you can't be retried for the same charges. She'd have to be charged for something else, which... I think where they messed up was I believe we're going for the death penalty. And so that whole, like, they had to be sure.
Right.
Like, the jury had to be sure. I may be getting cases mixed up.
Cases Anthony.
Because ultimately, I think also could have come down to that. They had a lot of circumstantial evidence, but no DNA, nothing hard, nothing physical.
Didn't people say that, like, didn't she keep the body in her car for like days and like people
her mom
smell
and
it
her
and
dad
stuff?
Both made comments that her car smells like a dead body was inside of it. And her dad worked for law enforcement in the past, I think, so he would know what that smells like.
Did they put two and two together? Like, hey, your daughter, your daughter's been gone for, oh, your car smells like a dead body.
Well,
huh.
She wasn't the one who reported her daughter missing. It was her mom after she told her mom that, like, yeah, you know, Casey's been missing for 31 days.
Oh, wait, what was
wait,
that?
Wait, 31 wait, days?
31 days?
31 days. Yeah, and in the meantime, during those 31 days, she was seen getting a tattoo. She was seen partying. Like, there's pictures of her partying and shit.
Oh, my God. I forgot because I was, you know, what was
no,
this,
it's,
like
it's
10
a
years ago?
Maddening case. For her to ever think... Like, she's duped anyone into believing
everyone
that she's
knows.
Innocent. It's the same shit with OJ. They just, this fucking sociopath got away with it. And there's nothing we can do to change that.
God, that fucking, I remember when it happened, but I never got, like, into it. But, God, 31 days?
She tried to, during the case, I think at one point, pin it all on her dad. Like,
oh
was
my
like,
God.
My dad abused me in the past and abused Casey, like... I think the defense's job was like turning the dad into like a
villain.
A villain, yeah.
That's horrible. Let me kill my daughter and then ruin my father's life as well. to the entire public.
The only reason this bitch killed her daughter was because she missed the party life and she couldn't do the party life. So she made up someone who watched her. She made up some fake like South American woman who was like, who looked after her? I think she stole her.
That was 31 days ago, but, you know, she'll probably come back.
I just don't understand. It's like a parent, like my mom, after misplacing me, not misplaced, but, you know.
Where did I put him?
I would hide, you know, in Target, like in the clothes. And
freak the fuck out.
She would freak the fuck out and be like, don't do that. Like, if she did that in the span of 5 minutes, 31 days is a long fucking time.
I remember being in the store with my mom, and I would get lost for like 10 minutes, and when she'd see me, she'd be upset because she'd be mad because she was so scared. And like, even your kid missing one day and you don't report it, that's like, it's, well, actually with a kid that age, any amount of time should be reported.
I believe Casey also like had sex with her lawyer.
She did, I think.
Yeah.
Nice, and then, dude, he was getting it, man. My man was smashing.
A private investigator, some investigator that then she later started working with and boinking.
Yo, she was going to his PI firm. You know what I'm saying?
Does she constantly get doxxed?
Probably.
She's in Florida, apparently. So The most hated mom in America speaks to the media for the first time since her trial. This is in 2017.
I need to watch the JCS criminal investigation video on her. Because I haven't
it's good.
Seen that one yet. It's long though, right?
Yeah.
I need a good long watch today.
But like still, that his doesn't even go into like, I remember watching this, I think maybe 2 hour long thing. Maybe it was only an hour, but it was this video that really went into detail about it. And JCS goes into detail, but he's more concerned about the interrogations and the awkward behavior during interrogations. He's not so much as getting the whole picture and the whole story in there. Because he's it's just criminals. I think it's like JCS criminal. Like
criminal psychology shit.
Which I've seen all of his videos. There's
really?
Not one video I haven't seen. And now I'm like, I need more. I need more of the. Is there anyone out there who produces like content that's just as good as JCS? Because the reason I like his content is because it's very simple.
Yeah.
It's him explaining the interrogation and him fast forwarding when
he
needs to.
I have a channel for you.
But it's very flat the way it's edited.
I have a channel that's super flat in the way it's narrated and edited. It'll just be like a slideshow of pictures, but it's just about different like horrifying events and incidents that have happened in history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. I never thought I would, but I've gotten really into like top 10 lists about like scary stuff where it's like top 10 scary.
I remember when you first
middle of nowhere
here,
stories.
That one day when.
Yeah. I love those, dude. I do love those. I don't like Watch Mojo type shit where it's like top 5 actors who killed their children.
What are you talking about? I was in a Watch Mojo video. Okay.
Sorry.
Were you in a Watch Mojo video?
No.
I don't think so. To make the record clear, I was specifically in what do they call it? What do they call it? Honorable. I was an honorable mention for saddest YouTube stories.
Yeah, I think it was like 5 YouTubers that have died or something. And then they didn't feature Daniel as one of the main ones, but they made sure to include you as an honorable mention, the video of you crying.
My favorite screenshot is that screenshot
of you sitting there with tears in your eyes, and it just the Watch Mojo font on the bottom says honorable mention.
I posted it onto Twitter, I think, at one point, not like probably a year or
that
two
back.
That
shit's so funny.
honorable
mention.
I was just like classy.
Like it's some ranked fucking sport of sadness.
Yeah.
God, that shit's fucked up.
Well, bringing them up anyways, like go check out Daniel's, our friend Daniel Kyer. Go check out his Spotify. He unfortunately isn't with us, but if you could just go keep his memory alive. Go watch old Syndigo.
There's tons of old Syndigo videos.
There's
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud shit. Yeah.
There's so much.
Daniel Kyer, but yeah.
Well, there's SoundCloud. There's old Syndigo videos because this week marks 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Since his, well, yeah. Well, 18th is technically like when, but this general week, yes,
yeah.
is when everything happened. Like the 16th through 18th was the very incremental. Like
yes.
Those were the dates that Fuck. Everything kind of spiraled out of control.
So, yeah, but thank you guys for, you know, from the time this happened, all the, you guys were just very supportive and very, very sweet and kind
yeah.
to everyone involved. And that means a lot, especially to his family. So, thank you, everyone who's been around since then and who has been just very supportive with that whole situation.
There's a little something extra whenever we do a live show and someone's like, hey, and all of a sudden I kind of already know what they're about to say. They go, hey, and I'm like, my ears start to perk a little bit because it gets me a little happy, honestly, because they go, I watched back in the Syndigo days, and I'm like, that's beautiful. Because it's cool to know that people like, I guess can reference the shit I made with Daniel.
Right,
you know
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like
Super Mega's not just a your only journey. Like there's like the stuff before it too, and that's part of all of this.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's keeping his memory alive.
Yeah,
because I mean it's legitimately probably the most tragic way he could have passed.
Yeah,
and then you know, but it's like. He did a lot of good shit in
he
the
did.
Time that he was here.
The time
and
he was here, he made a lot of good stuff that's
stuff
still there.
Is here forever for people to enjoy. And there's no sense in throwing it away or trying to hide it or trying to hide it in the sense of like, oh, this is too dark. I don't want to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're
like,
sad. We're not going
to. Bring it to the light. I miss the boy. And
yeah.
I wish he was still creating stuff today because I'd be laughing my ass off.
I would too.
We'd all be laughing our ass
off. We'd be screaming and hooting and hollering.
There's
be playing SSX Tricky on Super Mega.
Certain. Oh, what was it? I can't remember. Holy shit!
God knows he'd carry our weight.
dude, just his edits were just.
It's just so good. So good. He taught me like everything I know about editing.
And him also, like, just him with like doing Foley and sound design and shit like that.
So cool. Like, such a intricate process that I just never even thought of before I came out to California.
Yeah.
So I was like,
and now you're getting a kind of a taste of like just what it was.
Yeah. It's hard.
And you're like just now in the beginning
really
stages
hard.
Of it.
It sucks. Well, it doesn't suck. It's just like, I didn't expect it to be that hard. I was like, phew. But fuck yeah, we miss you, Daniel.
And just a reminder to anyone who's having a hard time, there are hotlines out there you can call. You can search them through Google depending on your area. Friends and family, I know not everyone has that outlet, but I don't know. There's never any good, and I'm speaking from experience. Even though I love them, yeah, and I miss them to death, what happened was that he transferred what he was going through onto a lot of other people doing what he did. And I'm not trying to cancel him, but...
No, but that's what happens with suicides. It shifts all the sadness from one person to everyone.
And I'm not
like
trying
everyone.
To guilt people who are depressed anyway. Like, don't do it or else you're going to make everyone else... But just know that it's like the... It doesn't stop the pain. It only like it just transfers it. It spreads it even further.
Farther than you can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like with Daniel, it hit, you know, friends and family, but also since it was this big thing on YouTube because he was we were living with Markiplier. It hit a lot of people online. So it had a huge ripple effect. And
huge
I know
ripple
a
effect.
Lot of you are like, I'm not a YouTuber, but it doesn't matter. You still cause a ripple effect, and I think it would be more beneficial for you to continue that ripple effect in terms of continuing relationships and going out and having fun with your friends and family than or just people online. Some people only have friends online, and that's I totally connect with that because like in high school, I would really only talk to people over Xbox Live.
Doesn't mean they're any less of a friend just because they're online.
Exactly.
I got plenty of online friends.
I'm not naming all the avenues you can go to, but just know that time doesn't solve everything, but time helps because time creates distance and allows you to think objectively about more things too. It, I'd say just hold on. That's it. And
hold out.
Be there. Also, this is for people who aren't going through things. Just keep an eye out for your friends. You never know what the fuck they're going through. Just
don't be afraid to talk to your friends and like open up and stuff.
Exactly. Like how are you? Or like, you know, let's do something. You honestly don't know what that can do to like make someone's day a lot better. Just be there for each other in general. That's the theme that I guess I'm trying to get across.
Beautiful
just,
theme.
Just be there for each other.
Absolutely.
But is it about time to wrap this sucker up?
Yeah, what do you say put a couple condoms on and go run around?
Oh,
the
my
condoms
man.
Just because it keeps the chafing from the underwear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. But
not for sex.
No. But bye, everybody.
If you want.
No. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.